officially 8pm.
RTL Today News on Monday the 5th of January. I'm John Baker. We've heard today that Swiss firm Kuhne & Nagel Management has signed a new collective agreement with the LCGB and OGBL trade unions. The new contract applies to around 650 staff members at the company and will be in effect as of the 1st of January 2025 to the 31st of December 2027, retaining all aspects of the previous contract as well as adding improvements for long-term staff in particular. From today, emergency services in Luxembourg will be able to use video calls to communicate with people in distress. Home Office Affairs Minister Leon Glodden explained that the service will not be used in every call, but 112 operators, should a situation call for it, can send a text message with a link that grants access to the caller's camera and microphone, allowing them to continue the conversation via video. Two protests are planned in front of the UK and US embassies this week. The umbrella organisation Collectives for Palestine has called on Luxembourg citizens to join a protest at the UK embassy at 5pm tomorrow to demand the release of the so-called Filton 24, while the Peace and Solidarity platform has also announced a vigil in front of the US embassy at 4:30pm on Wednesday, demonstrating against the US intervention in Venezuela. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty to charges of narco-terrorism in a New York court today, 2 days after being snatched by US forces in a stunning raid on his home in Caracas. Maduro, who is 63, told a federal judge in Manhattan that he had been kidnapped from Venezuela and shouted, "He is innocent, I am not guilty," US media reported, adding, "I'm still the president of my country." And the majority of those wounded in the devastating New Year bar blaze in Crans-Montana are still in hospital today as the bodies of five Italian teenagers were repatriated from Switzerland. 4 days on from the disaster, Swiss police have announced that all 116 people wounded in the deadly fire have now been identified alongside the 40 fatalities, most of whom were teenagers. In sports now, Luxembourg athlete Vera Bertemez-Hoffmann set a new Luxembourg record over 10 kilometres at the annual Prom Classic in Nice yesterday, where she ran the distance in 33 minutes and 37 seconds, improving her own personal best of 9 seconds. And finally in cricket, Joe Root today finished on a magnificent score of 160 in the final test of the Ashes in Sydney, with England closing their innings on 384 on day two, while Australia in reply were 166 for two at stumps, with Travis Head motoring again on 91. Root is now third on the all-time century makers list with 41, behind Jack Callis, who has 45, and Sachin Tendulkar, who has 51. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and it looks like there are snow falls in a number of regions and the yellow warning is in place until 10pm tonight. The current temperature is around minus 4 for the moment and this could fall as the night progresses. Tomorrow morning will start off cloudy, although we shouldn't see any snow and we could get some sunshine in the afternoon and a temperature range of minus 5 to 0.